Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of bright news for the Abbott government this week, probably the only ray of sunshine we've seen in a while. The High Court upheld the Abbott government's legal authority to detain the 157 asylum seekers on a custom ship which they sent to Manus Island. They've said that that's perfectly legal to do so.
Yes, so this is unlike Julia Gillard, who was dealt a couple of blows by the High Court. The Abbott government's policies have been reinforced by the High Court, and this will reduce a lot of the legal pressure. It clears a lot of the doubt because we know that whenever anything happens, as was the case with these people who were put on board a custom ship at sea, there's then all sorts of legal challenges, whether they have rights and so forth. So it is, and of course they do have rights, but particular rights. And this has cleared that up. So on this front and continuing on this front, the government is continuing to succeed in stopping the boats. The new minister, Peter Dutton, this week revealed that they are continuing to turn back boats. That they have continued to turn them back in the last year, and of course they are continuing their tough line. And I think Peter Dutton made these remarks this week to demonstrate that Scott Morrison gave the impression of being the tough minister. They changed ministers, and Peter Dutton has come out to show that there is no change in style or policy with the minister.
All right. Now, Scott Morrison, who was the previous minister, in his new role, and I forgot what the title is, but he's there to fix the welfare rorts. He said that some parents are using Centrelink as brochures and catalogues to find income for their kids when they leave school, and welfare has become their first stop. Now, this is, I mean, you know how bad things are getting in Australia and how bad it's going to be, particularly with the disability scheme, because they've got no money to run it and everybody says it's a good idea. Scott Morrison, there is a lot of expectation that he's going to fix the welfare rorts. That's a big job, probably bigger than turning back the boats.
Yes, look, I think that's a good point. And there is a great deal of expectation on Scott Morrison. People talk about him, as a future leader. He has performed very well in immigration and the stopping of the boats. He was resolute. He took a lot of personal criticism and pain himself in doing that. He organised it. Now, as you say, addressing welfare is probably a more difficult task because, the entire public, or almost the entire public, was behind him in trying to stop the boats. It was very popular. The government threw all its resources behind it, and it succeeded, and succeeded well. Now, in the welfare issue, he's making a couple of principal points, and, it's all very well to start that way, but he's going to actually have to deliver on outcomes. And a couple of the points he's made is that if people want the National Disability Insurance Scheme, which is overwhelmingly supported by the public and is a bipartisan policy, then they're going to have to find the money to pay for it, which is not there. And in 4 or 5 years, the money is going to have to be found for it, and he's going to have to find some of that from existing Social Security. The other point he has made, and this is what he's saying in effect about people looking at brochures, is that people have forgotten why various measures are there. What was the original purpose for the disability pension or the dole or whatever?
Yeah.
And he said it just becomes an end in itself. and that is not the way to approach it. It should go to those people who need it.
I read a piece during the week, Dennis, and I wish him good luck with that, and he's got a big job, but I read a piece during the week with us saying, particularly young people, and I guess they're talking about people under maybe under 30, just think that affluence is the natural state of affairs for Australia, because we've had a very good run since the last major recession, depression and so on, that it's always been there. And you just always put your hand out and the money's always there, and it's going to be really hard to turn that around.
Well, that's right. And this was the, some time ago, Joe Hockey made the point about the end of entitlement, of the age of entitlement. Mm. He didn't sort of pursue it enough, and they are going to have to get into it, and that's where Scott Morrison is now.
Where you were standing a minute ago, could you go back to there, Dennis?
Yeah, turn
your
phone's
just a little bit shaky. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Now, on to today's Queensland election. The newspapers are telling us that they're going to scrape in by a lick of paint, and but Premier Campbell Newman won't be there. What are your thoughts, Dennis?
Look, I've been getting some intelligence from earlier in the week, which wasn't quite as gloomy about... first of all, everyone says, yes, look, the LNP is going to get back. It would be a miracle if they didn't, a miracle for Labor, that is, because Labor was reduced to a handful of seats at the last election, it's only a 93-seat assembly. I think that some people were saying they thought that Campbell Newman may hold on in his seat. If he does, that will be very good for Tony Abbott, because he will be able to point to the fact that even in a marginal seat, somebody who has taken tough economic action, somebody who has concentrated on the economy and hasn't been afraid to take tough action, will be returned. Now,
Dennis, is 5.7% considered marginal, is it? 5.7%.
It was formerly a Labor seat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it was a Labor seat, and you have to admire Campbell Newman's grit for actually taking on a very strong... There are areas of Ashgrove which are very strong Labor areas, and there's no doubt that the Prime Minister's decision to give Prince Philip a gong didn't help him in some areas in Ashgrove. There were extremely strong support for the Republic, and so there was no accident in Campbell Newman this week saying he disagreed with the decision, because he was trying to make that clear. Look, I think it will be close for Campbell Newman. Some of the early mail I got earlier in this week was that he might get back. What they were pinning their hopes on was that they felt that the support for Campbell Newman was stronger than the opposition against him. Mm. That is, that the opposition was a bit soft, and in the final week, particularly with the Labor leader's mistake on GST, I mean, not knowing the rate of the GST.
Yeah, I mean, that's mind-boggling, that one.
Well,
isn't it? Yeah.
Is, and then to say, oh, it was because I didn't have my coffee. That may be a pivotal moment, and it might even help him.
I'll tell you how big it was. It got Tony Abbott off the front page.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. All right, you're tipping that they'll get back in. I think most people say that, and you're tipping that he could very well hold his seat.
He could hold his seat.
All right, mate, we'll see how it goes. We'll talk to our colleagues at 4BC in Brisbane tomorrow morning with the wash-up to find out how it went. Thank you, mate. You have a good week.
Okay, thanks, fellas.
Well done. Thank you, Dennis.
Always a pleasure. Dennis Shanahan, political editor of The Australian.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.